Whoa, we're really side heavy right now. Morning. Thanks for being here. Welcome. You can have a seat. We'll do our announcements.
Good morning. It's August 10th for those who don't know what day in the month it is. If you'd like to give today, there's an offering box you can put your tithes in. Another way to give is through e-transfers at the church's email address, mournvillealliance@shaw.ca. Now that we're on summer break, our children will be staying in the service. We've provided coloring paper and crayons for them in the foyer. There'll be nursery for those ages baby to 3 years old. Summer Jam Kids Camp is running August 18th to 22nd. You can sign up online, or there are paper copies at the registration table at the foyer. We're at about 77 now and still have room for about 20 more. We'd like to thank those who have bought supplies for the camp over the numerous weeks, and then those who came last week to help decorate. When you came in the building, you probably saw things look quite a bit different. If you'd like prayer today, there'll be people in the back corner at the end of the service to pray with you. That's the announcements.
Thank you.
Lord, we just come this morning and we raise a hallelujah to you. We praise you, for you are the one that deserves all of our praise. Yeah, so we just stand together as one in your spirit, God, and say thank you and praise. Amen. Before you sit down, go ahead and greet each other. And kids, if you haven't grabbed your coloring, you go ahead. Good.
Yeah.
It's part of the good stuff.
Good morning, everyone. We'll begin our prayer time in a moment. What? I'll just have to start. This morning, we'll be using Psalm 109 to guide our time of common prayer. I won't actually directly read the psalm. The reason being is that I wrote this prayer with a friend in mind. We all go through times in our lives where it feels like God is silent, and perhaps in a way he is, and we're learning to listen in that time. So with this, like I said, I won't actually directly read the psalm. I'll just pray the words of the psalm back, in a sense. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, do not be silent You are the God who spoke all things into being. You are the God who spoke through your servant Moses and your prophets. You are the God who spoke through your Son. Enfeebled creatures that we offer you praise for speaking. And because you speak, we ask, why does it seem like you are so often silent? God of speech, why does it feel like the only speech we can hear is that of deceitful and wicked mouths? This morning, in this place, help us to hear you and to offer you praise. This morning, we confess to you that the only speech we can hear is the noise of wicked and deceitful tongues. An accuser has risen against us, and the accuser would say, through many mouths, even let their prayers be counted as a sin. Because of these hateful words, blessing feels as though it has been transformed into curses. The wholesomeness of bread into ashes, and the sweet wine of life into vinegar. Have mercy on us, O God, and save us according to your steadfast love. This morning, in this place, help us to hear you and to offer you praise. For I am poor and needy, and my heart is pierced within me. But in my weakness and brokenness, I offer you thanksgiving because you have spoken. For thus says the high and lofty one who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place, and also with those who are contrite and humble in spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite. Your Son came not in wealth, power, and force, but in poverty, humility, and peace. It is in these humble conditions that we meet him. This morning in this place, help us to hear you and to offer you praise. Help me, O Lord my God, save me according to your steadfast love. Let them know that this is your hand. You, O Lord, have done it. Let them curse, but we will bless, and you will bless. For you stand at the right hand of the needy to save them from those who condemn them to death. This morning, in this place, help us to hear you and to offer you praise. Almighty God, give us the increase of faith, hope, and love, that we may obtain what you have promised. Make us love your commandments and help us to hear your voice above all others. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And this morning, Lord, we lift up Judith, Judy Ann, Ernie, Kevin and Kareen, Lou and Harold, Matthew and Trina, Isaac and Kareen, Daryl, Marcia and Neville, Terry and John, Monique and Wilfred, Michael and Tavia, Ernie and Darlene, Lynn, Connie and Jim. We pray for your peace, your mercy, and your grace in the lives of the people that make up Mournville Alliance. And now, as a community of Jesus followers growing in the virtues of faith, hope, and love, let us pray as our Lord has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you all. We will now have this morning's scripture reading.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome today. I'm going to be reading from Matthew 20, 20 to 28. Then the mother of James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to Jesus with her sons. She knelt respectfully to ask a favor. "What is your request?" he asked. She replied, "In your kingdom, please let my two sons sit in places of honor next to you, one on your right and the other on your left." But Jesus answered by saying to them, "You don't know what you are asking. Are you able to drink from the bitter cup of suffering I am about to drink?" "Oh yes," they replied, "we are able." Jesus told them, "You will indeed drink from my bitter cup, but I have no right to say who will sit on my right or on my left. My Father has prepared those places for the ones he has chosen." When the 10 other disciples heard what James and John had asked, they were indignant. But Jesus called them together and said, "You know that the rulers in this world lord it over their people, and officials flaunt their authority over those under them. But among you it'll be different. Whoever wants to be a leader amongst you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first among you must become your slave. For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve others, and to give his life as a ransom for many."
Change my heart, oh God. Make it ever true. Change my heart, oh God. May I be like you. Change my